Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been talking on the subject of overcoming, and we've been going through area after area after area of overcoming in your life. Today, we're going to talk about overcoming poverty and the loss of prosperity. You know, it's the will of God for you to prosper. In 3 John, verse 2, the Bible says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." The Bible says that it's the will of God for you to prosper. So therefore, you need to believe that. Where it says, I wish, that word wish means to pray. Above means concerning in the Greek. So it literally says, Beloved, I pray concerning all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. Prosperity, when you look up this particular word, in the Greek it is a word which means to have a good journey. To have a good journey. God wants you to have a good journey in every area of your life. Prosperity starts out spiritually, and that begins when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We get born again. We become a new creation in Christ. And now we have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in us, and we receive the Holy Spirit to dwell in our spirit. And we begin to get in the Word of God and hear the Word of God and seek God. And as we hear His Word, the Word written in our heart and mind, it is bringing forth revelation, it's bringing forth understanding. God's wisdom is coming forth as we're taking hold of the Word and hearing and doing it in our life. And we begin to prosper spiritually. God also wants you to prosper in your soul. In fact, your prosperity generally in life, having a good journey and being in health, is in proportion to the prosperity of your soul. Notice it said, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Your soul prospers as your mind is renewed to the Word of God, as your will is making the proper choices to choose God's way, and as your emotions are being healed, restored, and are not yielding to the flesh, but yielding to the spirit man. And then there is a prosperity that comes in the area of our physical body, and that is health. God wants you to be healed. He wants you to be made whole. You know, healing belongs to us. Jesus took our infirmities. He bore away our sicknesses. By Jesus' stripes, we were healed. And praise God, we can receive healing through our faith and through prayer, through the prayer of agreement, prayer with the anointing of oil, or laying on of hands, or in some scriptural means of receiving healing power. Praise the Lord. So God's prosperity is spiritually. It is in the soul realm. It is physically. It also is in the financial area. And we're going to be especially focusing on that area. But the principles that we're going to be bringing will really go across the board how it would affect your prosperity in every area of your life. He desires that you might prosper, have a good journey, and be blessed financially. You know, one thing you need to realize is John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." Who's the one who's done all the stealing, killing, and destroying in any area of your life, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, in your home, in any area? It is the devil. He comes to steal. Jesus says, "I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." In fact, in Luke 4:18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," he said, "because he has anointed me to preach the gospel," that's the good news, "to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted," that's prospering in the soul realm, "to preach deliverance to the captives," that's to cast out the demonic spirits to get you set free from those bondages, "recovering of sight to the blind," so that we can see the ways of God, we can understand His ways, "to set at liberty them that are bruised." God wants you to be set free from all the bruises, all the damage that the enemy's brought. And then it says to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That was the year of Jubilee. That's when all the inhabitants, they went free of all of their debts. They went free of all of the bondages. And I'll tell you, this is the fact, the truth is that Jesus is our Jubilee. And this acceptable year the Lord has come because Jesus has come. And now He releases us from all captivity. He releases us from all debt. He wants us to be prospering in every area, and that includes financial prosperity. In fact, Psalms 35, verse 27, the Bible says, "Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant." That's in the Old Covenant, they were servants. In the New Covenant, we are now sons and daughters of the Lord. And God has pleasure in the prosperity of His children. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to be blessed in all that you do. He wants you to have a good journey. He wants all your needs met according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He will bring it to pass in your life. In the area of financial prosperity, we need to realize that Jesus did something on the cross to bring forth freedom from poverty and having lack or want in your life. In 2 Corinthians 8, 9, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you, through His poverty, might be rich." We know that Jesus took our transgressions so we could be free from sin and be made the righteousness of God. He was bruised for our iniquities so we could come out of all of that bondage, that wickedness, and walk in the ways of the Lord. We also know that He's the one who took the chastisement of our peace, the punishment for our peace. He took all the mental suffering, all of the anxiety and mental and emotional destruction upon Himself so that we could have peace. And also that He took our infirmities, bore our sicknesses, so that we could be healed. Health belongs to us. But we also see here that He became poor, that we, through His poverty, might be rich. God wants you to have all of your needs met, and He wants you to have abundance. In the area of financial prosperity, the will of God, according to the Word, is for you to have all of your needs met, all sufficiency in all things, and be able to abound to every good work. That means you have extra to be able to give to the Lord, the work of the Lord, and be able to bless other ministries that are out there doing the work of God. Now, we want to talk about causes that would bring forth poverty or a loss of prosperity in a person's life. And it starts out with not seeking God. If we don't seek God, we're not going to prosper in any area of our life. But if we do seek Him, then we will prosper. 2 Chronicles 26, verse 5. Here's where it says, "He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper." As long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Well, the same is true today. As long as you seek the Lord, God will cause you to prosper. And you need to seek Him with your whole heart. You need to seek Him with your whole heart, your whole soul, your strength, all of your mind, everything about you. You're going to seek God. You're going to get in the Word of God. You're going to be praising Him. You're going to be praying. You're going to be going to church and hearing the Word of God. You're going to be listening to what the Lord is telling you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." If we're going to seek God, we're going to seek first the kingdom. That's the rule and the reign of God and how it works. And His righteousness, our rights and privileges in Christ, and also the righteous ways that we are to walk in. We are to walk uprightly according to the word of righteousness. Praise God. And he goes on in Psalms 34, verse 10, he says, "The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing." We're not going to want any good thing. You know, if someone has poverty, they're lacking, they're in want, they're in need. God wants you to have all of your needs met. He doesn't want you to be lacking anything. In fact, if you will seek the Lord, it says you will not want or lack for any good thing. So if you don't seek the Lord, you're not going to prosper. But if you do seek the Lord, then God's prosperity will come forth in your life. Another thing that's important is if we do not obey the Word. You know, we talk a lot about being a hearer and a doer of the Word of God. In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 18, he says, "Oh, that they had hearkened to my commandments. Then had they peace been like a river, and the righteousness as the waves of the sea." your peace will be like a river. And the word peace is also the word that means prosperity in the Hebrew. And so here your peace or your prosperity, and it covers all areas, will be like a river. Otherwise, it'll continually flow in your life. How? Why is that going to happen? Because you hearken unto the commandments of God. You obey the word of God. You do what God tells you to do. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with a sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. God's looking for a people who will be obedient. Not just obedient because they have to, but willing and obedient. Obedience is because we want to. We willingly obey God's word because we know it's right. And when you are willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. That is prosperity. God's will is for you to prosper in your life. You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God and observe and do all of his commandments, then all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. But then in verse 15, it says it'll come to pass if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. If you obey, you're going to be blessed. If you disobey, then you're going to see curses that are going to come. And poverty, which is lack or want or need, and or not having a good journey, comes because of a cause. Remember, Proverbs 26:2, the curse causeless shall not come. There is a cause for every curse, and it is opening up the door to the enemy through some area of sin. God's told us to seek him. God's told us for us to obey him and to do what he says in his word. If we are a hearer and a doer of the word, obeying his word, hearkening diligently unto him, then we're going to prosper in our life. Then you're going to eat the good of the land. Then the blessings of God are going to come on you and overtake you in your life. Well, we've introduced this today, and we're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. It's important for you to take hold of the truth of this and believe the fact that God does want you to prosper. Some people don't think God wants them to prosper, but the truth is, it is the will of God for you to prosper in every area of your life, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially. We're going to continue on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.